Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your week. Well, it is July 24th, 2020, and oh my goodness, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Xbox Series X games showcase. And man, I think I told you before, I was working during the event. And a big shout out to our Patreon member over in our Discord, Classic Squid, who just was just sending me tweets, or not, I say tweets, sending us messages through Discord nonstop of everything that was being announced. So big thank you, Classic Squid, for doing that for me. You kept me in the loop for everything that was happening. And I got out of work actually early and went home and kind of dove through, watched the whole thing. And guys, I don't really know what to say. I mean, I tweeted out an article that was over on the game industry's website. And essentially, the headline for the article was that the console war is over. And I think they're right. And when we say that, I don't think to say like, oh, the console war is over, the Xbox won. I think it's gamers have won. Like, the platform holders are just moving on. Like, everybody is kind of content in their lane. Everybody is staying in their lane. Nintendo's been in their lane for years, doing their own thing. We've had Sony and Xbox just fighting nonstop of who's going to be the best platform holder. And, you know, we got to sell consoles, got to sell consoles. And, like, the take this time around to me, and I think what a lot of people are missing, I talked about it, was it 2 days ago on the show, about Microsoft, like, chasing again kind of that service slash developer, you know, software developer take, where they're just like, hey, we're going to put out these games, play them wherever you want. And like, that was always their mindset when it came to Windows. It was like, hey, play Windows. We just want it on systems. I mean, they were just giving it to like Hewlett Packard and IBM, saying, take our operating system and just put it on every PC that you make. We're not making PCs, but we're putting it on every PC out there. And that's kind of what Microsoft is doing with the Xbox now. Is it's like, hey, it's on PC, it's on any Xbox console you want, per se. Obviously, we can't go back to the 360 and the original Xbox, but it's on your Xbox One, it's on your Xbox X, it's on your Xbox Series X now, and you can play it on PC. Oh, and by the way, you can stream it to your phone or whatever device you want to stream it to. Like, that's where they are now. That's what Xbox is doing. So that's the complete opposite of Sony, that's saying, hey, we want to push game development and push games as a genre, as a entertainment form, and make these games that you have to buy our system to play it. There's no reason in my mind why Miles Morales Spider-Man should not also be on the PlayStation 4. As far as we know, it's not, but it just seems like it's just going to be on the PlayStation 5. So like, the Xbox mindset would be, hey, Miles Morales is coming out on PlayStation 5. It's going to run great. It's going to have fast loading. But if you still have a PlayStation 4, you can play it there. And it doesn't seem like that's the direction that they're going. But Microsoft is saying the complete opposite. They're saying every single game that you saw today at our showcase, it is available on whatever version of the Xbox you have, whether it's your PC, whether it's your Xbox, you know, whatever one you have. Every game they show today is available on Game Pass or will be free to play. Now, some of those games may not have necessarily spoken to you, so maybe you don't like some of those, you know, the more story-driven games that they showed that were almost more of these, almost like a Telltale game, an adventure-style game. Maybe those aren't the games for you, but maybe you've never played one of those games, and because you're a Game Pass member, you'll be able to play it. And maybe it will then suddenly become the style of game for you. You'll get roped in by the story and it becomes something for you. I was completely, honestly, guys, like, blown away by this Xbox event. I know a lot of people out there, I've been kind of going through my Twitter feed because I came to this late. Like I said, a couple hours later, I watched it. And seeing so many people just kind of meh, like that there wasn't a lot for them. Like, for me, as somebody who is a Game Pass member, who you've heard me multiple times say, I plan on buying the PlayStation 5 first. Everything in here was just great. If you're just an Xbox person and you're not a PlayStation person, I could see this maybe being somewhat of a meh. Or if you are just a PlayStation person and you just need to be that super fanboy and you're all in on the console war, I could see you maybe throwing some shade. But in the end, you know, the selling point is every game shown here, you can pay $10 to $15 a month and just get them all. Like, that's all you got them. There were five games they showed that are Series X exclusives, and that's it. Everything else shown is coming to anything you own right now, essentially. I mean, even if you're a PlayStation guy, you could just buy into Game Pass and stream these games directly to your phone or your iPad. Like, that's just, or whatever, Android tablet. That's just wild to me when I think about that. It was awesome. Like, I really think now we're at a point where these platform holders are just going in opposite directions, and the only people that win are us as gamers. I mean, if I seem like I'm a little excited and I'm talking about this kind of out loud, I mean, I am. I literally got home from work, watched the event. It's 4:17. I'm recording this right now because I just want to give you my kind of on-the-spot reactions to it. I mean, I'm super stoked for everything that they showed as you know, just a gamer and somebody who's exciting, the value that you could get for what Microsoft is bringing. I'm even kind of throwing the Series X out the window. Like, for me, that wasn't even the selling point of this. I think people went in looking to see, what is the Series X going to bring? Why should I buy the Series X? None of that was here. Nothing shown today gave you a reason to go out and buy the Series X, other than the fact that maybe you don't have an Xbox or an Xbox One X or a PC. But in the end, you got a phone in your pocket. And maybe you don't want to stream it, so maybe that's the case. But in the end, it was Microsoft saying, hey, we just want you in our ecosystem. We want you playing Xbox games. Here's the Xbox games. And man, like, I was just blown away by it. I mean, let's start digging into some of these stories here. And again, I mean, well, I'm just kind of just rambling here in the beginning of the show, but please email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter @MarkTurk. I would love to know your thoughts on what you thought of this event. I mean, it seems like it's going to be somewhat polarizing for many people, but I think in the end, when we all kind of step back and look at it rationally as gamers, I mean, this was a win-win. No matter where it went. I mean, obviously, we got to start off, of course, where the show started off, and that was with the Halo Infinite campaign gameplay reveal. I've seen already on Twitter people saying, oh, it looks like garbage, blah, blah, blah. Personally, for me, it looked like just an awesome throwback to the original Halo, Combat Evolved. It's very bright. We're obviously on a Halo. Seeing the gameplay looked awesome. We saw many weapons we've never seen before. You know, just the way the combat looked to me looked a lot like the original Halo. Obviously, we had the brutes involved here, so it was different than what you get in Combat Evolved, but still just looked fantastic. I know the grappling hook seems to be something that we were getting rumors of beforehand, and some people are a little hit or miss on it. Knowing that this game is going to be open world and that the missions are going to be just kind of out there in the space. I mean, we see at one point they open up the map. You see you're setting waypoints and things like that. That to me means we need something to help us traverse this space. The grappling hook just makes sense. I don't know where that's going to play when it comes to things like multiplayer. We haven't seen any of that. That could be something that is only in campaign only. I mean, there are things in some of the campaigns that have never appeared in the multiplayer. That could very well be a thing in this case. But for the way the campaign is built, I think the grappling hook makes just absolute sense. We got a little glimpse into the Banished, so we kind of got to see a Banished, I don't even know if that character has a name, but a brute just berating to us, talking to his people. Humanity really has been knocked down in Halo Infinite, and what's cool about, I think, what they're showing here is that this is going to kind of be the last of the named Halo games almost. This is almost going to be a platform. They're saying that it's not a games as a service. So it's not going to be like a Destiny level where there's going to be constant content coming out, but they're going to be able to build kind of these infinite stories. And when I say infinite, I don't mean infinite as unlimited stories. I mean infinite as in the game infinite stories into this game. So we can have 3-4 years from now, a quote-unquote expansion coming into Halo Infinite, because Halo Infinite is the platform and we're going to get more stories based on this. I think that's awesome. They've just built an awesome open world space. Tell us stories in there. I mean, you know, some people don't like to see, and this kind of even goes over to Destiny, where they don't like to see the same villains or villains, enemies, things like that over and over. But it's like, if it all fits within the space of the story and they're all kind of in that universe, it makes sense. It's why we see stormtroopers in every single Star Wars movie, right? I mean, you're just going to get them. That's where it is. That's how that world works. So kind of knowing that they can build more stories built upon kind of this Halo Infinite a baseline is awesome. So I can't wait. I mean, they mentioned we're going to get some multiplayer here in the coming months. Still right now, it's only saying holiday. I personally wish we were getting it much sooner, but hey, it is what it is, right? That's all we got. I'm going to jump all the way to the very end. We did get finally the big reveal of what everybody kind of knew was coming or was hoping, crossing fingers that was coming, and that is a Fable announcement. As of right now, Fable, I believe, is only a Series X game. That was pretty much all they showed. That was kind of their one more thing, right, that they had to show at the end. Didn't really get much out of it other than we got to see just a beautiful landscape kind of out there. And man, Fable, just a new Fable game is going to be awesome. I think, you know, when you think about what or just how far RPGs have come, especially action RPGs, what a current gen, or I guess now at this point right now, a next gen Fable game could look like would just be awesome. So I can't wait to see what that's going to be. We did get kind of a reveal of a Forza, just Forza Motorsport is coming. It's coming to the Xbox Series X. They talked 60 frames. They talked 4K. Shouldn't be surprising to anyone. As far as I know, even some of the previous games are going to be bumped up to the smart delivery version, which is great. We did get a big reveal of State of Decay 3. No gameplay shown here, only a trailer where we saw this character kind of walking across this snowy landscape. So I think this is kind of confirmation that it's going to take place more in the winter months, which I think is kind of cool. And we get to see a deer that, you know, at first just kind of seems like a regular deer. And when we first saw the trailer, you're not thinking this is any zombie game by any means. And then, of course, the deer turns its head, shows that it's a zombie. And that's pretty much all we got for that. But State of Decay 3 coming to the Xbox platform. We did get a check-in on Rare's Everwild, which this game was actually shown before, but it did show us a little bit more kind of about just this incredible, beautiful world that they're showing. Not really much shown other than just, you know, that it is coming. Everything they showed looked awesome, and hearing one of the developers talk about the game afterwards, after they showed the trailer, really sounds like it's going to be one of those games you can just kind of check in with, kind of go through the world, kind of like a lot of people do right now with Sea of Thieves, where you can just kind of get on your boat and just kind of go across. Again, another Rare game, Everwild, allowing you to do something similar to that. Just looks like it's going to be just a really fun, kind of surreal game, I think, to play. Another new game that they showed was this game called Tell Me Why. This is a game that's going to be more of a chapter-driven game, a game that's very story-driven, game where we're going to have to play multiple chapters, almost like a Telltale adventure game. This is launching the first chapter on August 27th. Look like a very interesting story. It looks like it's a brother and sister focused game that's going to, I don't know if there was a death at some point in the family, whether they were involved or not. That's going to be kind of the mystery we have to solve. That game definitely looks like it's going to be pretty neat. You know, just the idea of them bringing this very story-driven game to Game Pass is awesome, especially a chapter-based game like that where we can kind of check in, have it be part of the conversation. Everybody's talking about it that week, kind of like a Netflix-style series. I think it's awesome to have a video game like that that everybody can be playing. A game that came out of nowhere for me, and it's not even a game, it's actually an expansion. I didn't know there was going to be DLC for The Outer Worlds. Well, Obsidian showed off the peril on Gorgon, which is Gorgon seems to be this massive asteroid and something is happening there. We need to go there and save the day. And this is coming out September 9th. Of course, it's going to be part of Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, you're going to get access to that DLC, which is something they don't do a lot where you get the DLC, but they are going to put it out because, hey, it's a first party game. So why not? Right. And that's a game that I need to go back to. I never actually finished Outer Worlds. I mean, it is the Fallout game that, Fallout 3 style game, I should say, that everybody has wanted. I mean, Obsidian, obviously makers of Fallout New Vegas. If you enjoyed that game, Outer Worlds is the game for you. It's pretty much that, just in their own universe out in space. And it is available on Game Pass, and this new expansion will be available as well over on Game Pass. Now, Obsidian, obviously known for being very big RPG developers. They've always had their hands in that. I mean, I mentioned Fallout New Vegas. There's a lot of other games over the past few years they've been making. What the heck's that game? Pillars of Eternity is another game they made, which is a very turn-based RPG. A lot of people really enjoy that game. They did showcase their new role-playing game, and it is called Avowed. Not much was really shown other than this first-person perspective. They say that the game is set in a fantasy world of Eora and features first-person gameplay. So if you're anyone like me and you watch this trailer, you immediately think, hey, that's a new Elder Scrolls game. But it's not. It's actually coming from Obsidian. But that should make you excited because just the idea of Obsidian making a game in that style just looks awesome. So Avowed looks like it's going to be just a really cool game. Not much shown other than just arrows being shown across this fantasy world. But I'm definitely keeping my eyes on that as well as everybody else should. And hey, it's coming on Game Pass, right? So we're going to get it regardless. Psychonauts 2, we did get a glimpse of that game. We got a really nice trailer with some gameplay shown in there, which the game looked very different than what I thought it was going to look like. I don't know why I was thinking that it would look any different. But looked like it was going to be a lot of fun. They did have Jack Black there singing a song. With Tim Schafer from Double Fine. It was very cool to see Jack Black kind of on the stream, and then they kind of played the trailer where he's singing the song that plays along during the trailer. Looks like it's going to be really cool, and that is not a Series X exclusive game. That's coming to, of course, Xbox One, the PC, and the Series X. So very cool. Bungie made an appearance here, so we did get a glimpse at Destiny Beyond Light, Destiny 2 Beyond Light. It was revealed outside of just the new trailer they showed for Beyond Light. We did get the reveal that that Destiny 2 is coming to Xbox Game Pass. Every expansion up until Beyond Light, that's coming in September, I think they said. So beginning of September, you're going to be able to get in there, start leveling your character. If you haven't ever played Destiny 2 or haven't played any of the expansions, you can get in there and check those out. They are free again with Game Pass. And then it is going to be, of course, coming to mobile. If you're an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscriber, you can play that free on Xbox Project X Cloud. And then, of course, November 10th, they did announce that you will get the 4K 60fps version of Destiny 2 Beyond Light on the Series X, which, hey, if you've been a Destiny player for a long time and you're tired of all those load times and you don't play it on PC, because PC is, man, it's drastically different. The Series X will give you that experience where you have basically limited loading time. The game runs incredible, looks amazing. You'll be able to jump into that, of course, if you prefer to buy that on November 10th, which we don't know the release date yet. Still for the Series X, I think that was kind of something everybody was hoping for. We don't know a price point, don't know a release date. But for now, November 10th, Destiny 2 Beyond Light is launching. So before launch, that is coming. We also did get a glimpse at Stalker 2. That game is coming exclusively on the Xbox Series X. The Stalker series is a series that many people out there absolutely loved. You get to play in this kind of barren wasteland. Essentially, I think it is Chernobyl. I mean, everything we saw in there was the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, all that, the playground, just looking completely desolate after a post-apocalyptic a nuclear bomb goes off or something. But that trailer for me really struck every chord I would want to see. It just looked awesome. I mean, the tone of it with the music and everything they showed was a game that I definitely wanted to play for sure. They also showed a trailer that I didn't even realize what this game is going to be until they showed it. Warhammer 40,000 Darktide. They showed that right after the Stalker 2 trailer, I believe. And so it was kind of like one of those things where I was watching the Stalker 2 trailer, saw the Darktide trailer, and I was like, wait a minute, are those the same games? And then when you saw Warhammer come up, I don't know what's happening in that game. It's a first-person shooter-ish style of game. I'm in. Like, it just looked so good. It says it's launching on the Xbox Series X and PC. As far as we know, again, every game shown here is either on Game Pass or free to play. This may very well be a free to play game. If you remember, there was that Warhammer game that was set kind of in the fantasy era of Warhammer that was kind of like your Left 4 Dead style of game. I could see them maybe doing that with this. We saw four characters down there, so it could be kind of this, you know, co-op just game where you're kind of going in there taking out enemies and you know, you're buying skins, kind of like that, kind of that style of game. Maybe they're going to do some sort of free to play thing, or it may very well be coming on Game Pass. Kind of a lot is kind of unknown about that game as of right now. They did show Tetris Effect Connected. Tetris Effect is a game I have on PlayStation VR, which, by the way, is absolutely incredible in VR. If you're looking to play a great VR game, I mean, I talked about how great Iron Man is on VR. Tetris Effect is awesome. It's such a surreal game. As tense as Tetris can get, playing that in VR is just, it's awesome. But you don't need VR to play it. And this game is coming, as far as we know, it's either going to be free to play or maybe it's going to be an Xbox One Game Pass game. But it is coming, Tetris Effect Connected. It's going to allow you to play with other players online. Awesome. Super excited to see that coming. And just the fact that, hey, it's going to be free to play. Like I've talked about here recently in the past few episodes here, my wife loves Tetris. So any new Tetris game, I am all in. And like I said, Tetris Effect is great. The fact that this is somewhat maybe of a expansion for those who own Tetris Effect or it's expanding on that series, great news. Absolutely great news. We got a game here that was kind of interesting that I, this was a world premiere. Coming from the folks that makes the SteamWorld games, and that is called The Gunk. Kind of look like this third-person action-y shooter-style game. I mean, it almost looked like if you were to take a SteamWorld game, port it over to a 3D engine, you would have this. That's kind of what it looked like. It looked very neat, kind of this character going through this very alien, like, landscape. Looked like it was going to be just an awesome game. So, again, free on Game Pass. Another game they revealed was The Medium. This game looked like it was, to me, just kind of a spiritual successor to Control, where it seems like you're playing this female character who is a medium who can see, obviously, the real world, but then also you get to kind of experience that other side of her visions. And this is an exclusive Series X/PC game. And I'm guessing kind of from the way it looked, because it kind of showed at one point on the bottom of the screen, it said dual worlds that you can take part of at the same time, reminded me of what we saw with the Ratchet trailer on the PS5, where you can kind of seamlessly switch between the two worlds because they're rendered basically at the same time because the console is powerful enough to do that. That's how I think this game is going to be. You're going to kind of be switching between the two worlds, just going back and forth, which just, hey, any game like that that looks creepy, that has just the aesthetics that this game had, just looks awesome. Kind of the big thing that I probably should have led the whole thing with, because I know you're all just as excited as I am for this, is we got the announcement from Sega that New Genesis Phantasy Star Online 2 is coming to the PC and the Xbox hardware. So that's right, a new, I don't even know how to phrase this. I don't want to say it's a new Phantasy Star Online game, because it is a Phantasy Star Online 2 game, but it's still a whole new title. We don't know yet if our characters are going to port over from Phantasy Star Online 2 or what, but this was, to me, looked like a completely different game. It is being billed as a completely new title. Gameplay looked great. Everything about it just looked awesome. I mean, the little bar on the bottom still looked like a Phantasy Star Online 2 game, so it still kind of seems like the gameplay will be somewhat like that, but it really kind of, just to me, kind of looked like a Xenoblade game almost. Like we had this kind of this open world. So I'm almost wondering if it's going to be much more of a MMO style where, you know, right now the way the Phantasy Star Online games are built, or specifically Phantasy Star Online 2, is you have kind of these instanced areas. So when you go into your missions, like, oh, you're going to the forest, or oh, you're going to the mines, wherever you go, they're instanced. So it's you and then up to three other people, and especially if you open it up, but it still is somewhat stagnant as to where you are. This looked to me much more like an open world, like a Xenoblade, like a Breath of the Wild, kind of that style. But the fact that it's coming, clearly it's going to be free to play because it is, you know, part of this event, has me super, super excited. The idea of jumping into one of these games brand new again. That was the thing about Phantasy Star Online 2. As much and as excited as I am, as I've been that the game is here in the States, we've been playing it since 2012. Like, even though it came out in Japan, I mean, I found ways to play that game. So I've been through it. I've been to those areas. I've played these spaces before. But knowing now we finally have a new game for the first time in what's going to be 9 years at that point, is super exciting. So I can't wait to play New Genesis Phantasy Star Online 2. Another game that kind of stuck out to me was Crossfire X. This is a new shooter game that they showed on their Remedy, the name Remedy, which we talked about Control just a few minutes ago. They showed Remedy. So the idea that the shooter is coming to the Xbox One and the Series X via Game Pass, it's going to be free to play, but that there's going to be a campaign and Remedy is involved. I mean, Remedy just makes, you know, awesome story-driven games. Just very cool to see that. Another game they showed is As Dusk Falls. This, I believe, was that game where they showed they just got some of the best, the way they kind of phrased it was some of the best story writers in the whole industry are part of this game. Looks again to be somewhat of a adventure game, you know, kind of a story-driven game. But hey, it's coming on Game Pass, so that just looked awesome. Well, I'm going to try to take a breath here, guys, because I'm just going on and on. I mean, so much was shown at this event. I mean, that's what kind of blew me away about it, was that we're looking at all these games, and I don't think we've ever had a quote-unquote E3, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but one of these events where every game shown, you could potentially, I don't want to say free, because of course you're paying for Game Pass, and I know people will say, oh, you're paying for Game Pass, but like, you know, think about it. You're a Netflix member. You get all that content that comes to Netflix, regardless of what you watch it on. You watch it on your phone. You watch it on your Apple TV. You watch it on your Wii. Because remember, the Wii even had a Netflix app. Like, it doesn't matter. You can watch all this content. That's where we are with everything that was shown today. If you're an Xbox Game Pass member, you're pretty much playing everything that was shown. Of course, outside of the Series X content, you do need to get those. But there are ways for you to play those games. And those ways are the xCloud. So really, you can play them all. If you're an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate member, you could play every single one of these games regardless of if you buy the new console. Think about that. That's insane when you think about that. There's never been, what I can think of, a press conference or anything like that before. I mean, the value that the Xbox showed today is awesome. I am super excited for everything they're bringing, and I'm super excited, and I'm not even buying a Series X. Like, that should tell you something right there. I mean, I know a lot of people out there are buying a Series X, and that's great. Do it. You know, if you don't have other means to play these games, and that's your only way outside of streaming, you don't want to stream, hey, do it. For me, I have a PC. I can run probably the majority of these games. Sure, maybe some of those games next year, I may be kind of butting my head against the wall, kind of running on the medium to low settings. But just the fact that being a Game Pass Ultimate member, I get those games. That's crazy. So I really think Microsoft brought it. I think Sony, you know, I don't want to just point out Sony, but I think that we're in a point now, like I mentioned, there was an article I put up. Go check out my Twitter feed, at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. Games industry put it up, basically saying the console war is done. Like, it's out. So when you take a step back and you think about what that means, it's not saying that there is a winner other than that gamers are winners. We have the Switch that's doing their thing, saying, hey, we have this semi-powerful console that can give you these typical gaming experiences across, you know, whatever genre of games you want to play on the go. Plus, you can plug them into your TV and play them. We are the indie game space du jour. We just got it all. Play them here. Sony is saying, hey, we want to push the gaming medium forward. We want to bring gaming experiences that you can't get anywhere else except for on this new hardware. And they're coming out with their first party games that we know they always make great. And if you want to play those, you got to play them on the PlayStation 5. They're going more the older gamer mentality, which, hey, there is always a place for that. Xbox or Microsoft is saying, hey, we just want you playing our games wherever you play them, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your PC, whether it's on one of our many Xbox consoles. Jump in. You're going to be able to play them. You may not get the greatest, best possible experience, you know, the newest, latest, best experience, but you're still going to get to play them. Be a part of that conversation. Oh, and by the way, if you just subscribe to our service, you just get them for free and you can jump in. I mean, there's such a drastic difference between those three companies, and I love it. Like, I never would have thought we'd be at this point, but we are, guys. We're here now. We're at this point where you don't need to really pick one or the other. You can just enjoy them all for what they are and not have to pick sides and throw your flag in the ground and draw that line in the sand. We're all just having fun here playing video games. I love it. Now, of course, you can go out on the internet. I'm sure there are those out there drawing those lines in the sand and planting their flags, but I think they're crazy for doing it, because we're in a place right now where it's just, as a gamer, it's a great spot. So, well, let's wrap it up there, guys. I've just been sitting here rambling about this event, but it just completely blew me away when I kind of saw it and really kind of took a step back and just looked at the impact of what this is going to mean kind of on the gaming industry. So please let me know. I'd love to know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter, at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. And of course, email me, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. I would love to know your thoughts just on this event, and not even just on this event, just kind of on the just gaming industry as a whole now, kind of where we stand. Like, this is just crazy to me that we're kind of looking at it. And I know a lot of people aren't looking at it the way I am, but just me being excited about just many things in life, obviously hosting a podcast called The Enthusiast Life, I can't help but look at it that way. I look at it as the glass half full rather than half empty. Like, to me, it's just, it looks super, super exciting. And in the end, I just see us all winning throughout this all. So with that, everybody, thank you as always for tuning in. I'll be back Monday. I'm going to see if I can get maybe somebody aside this weekend and kind of talk about this just in general. I'm trying to get Derek from Game Insider to kind of go through this with me, and let's kind of talk out loud, talking through the different approaches that these companies are taking. Can't promise that, but I'm hoping at some point next week to maybe drop that. But until then, of course, have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday coming at you through whatever podcast channel you listen to these shows through. And until then, everybody, take care. We'll catch you next time.